The Bridge Girl.
Script and sound design by Michael Kimball. Read and directed by Barry Newport. First produced by Penobscot Theatre Company in October 2020.
Do you have a place in your dreams you keep going back to? Like, you can't keep from going back to? For me, it's a bridge. Up on the old dump road. The place I ended up when the boss kicked me out of the house. That's what I call my father. He fired me, too. From the shingle mill. I moved into this old rusted-out Model T truck someone jumped in the woods. A little tree grows up through the floorboards and pushes out the windshield. Ants and things crawl up the trunk. I fell asleep this afternoon reading my encyclopedia, and when I woke up, I heard the end of the world. How do you know what the end of the world sounds like? I don't know. But you know it when you hear it. Hear that? Bats. I'm not afraid of bats. Because bats are blind, so they fly right through me. I stole the encyclopedia from the library. A through B. Bats eat bugs. A bunch of fruit flies made me cry this afternoon. Could have been this afternoon. Could have been 50 years ago. Could have been 50 years ahead. Time's a funny thing. A fruit fly's lifespan is 24 hours. I don't know how fruit flies die. Maybe they kill themselves. But right now they're happy together. And I'm hiding in this rust bucket off the old dump road, crying myself to sleep. Oh well. Life goes on. And on. That's the sound! The train that killed Johnny Flowers! I was 12. Johnny Flowers was 14. He never knew me. But he was all I ever thought about. All day. All night. Kissing Johnny Flowers. He was always in trouble, and I was always kissing him. He had long, shaggy hair, so all you could see was his nose. And he wore this raggedy jacket all the time, walking down the road, going nowhere. You'd always see him walking. He's still walking. I know it. Tell you what. After he jumped, I started walking too. Sneak out every night, walk all over town in my own raggedy jacket, just like Johnny Flowers. Constable finally snuck up on me. What the heck you doing out alone at this hour? Looking for someone. Looking for who? A dead boy. So the boss yanks me out of school and puts me to work at his shingle mill. In charge of sawdust. 16 hours a day trying to wear me down so I'd sleep at night.
What are the mentals supposed to do? Crawl in a hole? No! They do the shit work! At least they work.
Yeah?
Hey, mental, wheel this load of shit down to the river. Dump it in.
Aye, aye, boss.
Hey, mental, where you been?
I did the shit work like you told me, boss.
That was 3 hours ago. The river's right there.
River?
I thought he said the railroad tracks. Where's my wheelbarrow, damn it? I'll smash to hell. I jumped it over the bridge. Where Johnny Flowers jumped. And that got me a trip to the insane hospital in Augusta. for shock treatments. Rats. Once people started moving out of town and the sawmills closed down, the dump turned into Rat City. So they bulldozed over the top. See that black hill? Rats and things live underground now, with the dollhouses and radios. Sometimes you hear music. On Father's Day one time, the boss took me for a ride up here to watch the trains. Just him and me, I was four. And right around here, he goes, "Holy moly," and jams on the brakes. He says, "Don't move," and grabs his .22 from the rack and runs out the door. When I heard the gunshots, I thought it was the hobos, and then this big black shadow comes jumping from tree to tree, bigger and bigger. He gets back in the truck and puts up the gun. Two biggest rats I ever seen dragging a raven underground. I got one of them. The raven? No, a rat. What happened to the raven? I told you, damn it. He got pulled under. Car. Don't worry, they can't see me. Some can. Slam on the brakes, step out the door. You see that? I swear to God, boys, I think I just seen the Bridge Girl. The Bridge Girl. Like I'm some kind of legend. They say it's an aura. A-U-R-A. Aura. An energy field around things that clairvoyants claim to see. Now there's a fancy word for mental. I've seen auras all my life. Best not to mention that either. If you call them ghosts, they call you mental and stick electrodes on your head. Just a fox. It's okay. They see me, a lot of them. Same with dogs. Coyotes, wolves, which are just dogs gone wild. For my birthday yesterday? The last yesterday I remember. My mother made me an angel food cake. 18 candles. So I blow out the candles one at a time. 18 blows. And Ma starts crying. The boss goes, "Happy birthday. You've come of age now." And he hands me a satchel. "What do you mean? I gotta move out? But I got nowhere to go." "We got a room for you." "Room where?" "Down to Augusta, where you got the electric treatment." "The insane hospital?" Mom goes to the sink, and I go out that door so fast it just about blinded me. That train conductor, he sees me every time. I bet he has nightmares. Me? I dream peaceful, like I'm floating down the sandy river toward a beautiful sunrise. Or maybe I wander into a white room in a white house, furniture, carpet, everything so white and quiet. Then the back door shooshes open, and it's all bright light outside. But I never go to the light. I wake up in the rust bucket again. It's dark. That's when the rumble starts. The end of the world. And I start walking to the bridge. Am I awake? Asleep? Is it 1933? Some nights when I get there, the tracks are gone. There's just deer down there and long moon shadows or a pack of coyotes. Sometimes it's all snow. And these tiny jalopies fly by like rockets. Talk about mental. Every time I jump, it feels like the first time. And here we are. They say when you die, you're supposed to go to the light. Johnny Flowers wouldn't go to no light. He'd think it was the road to hell. That's why I keep coming back to the place where he jumped. The way I heard it, Johnny's father kept getting drunk on the job. So one day my father fires him. So Mr. Flowers goes home and beats up Johnny. So Johnny comes down here drinking with his big brother's gang, and when the train comes by, Johnny climbs up on the rail like this. And he goes, "Hey, Tommy, see you in Florida!" His brother said he tried to jump on a load of Christmas trees. The other guy said he did it on purpose. Who's ever gonna know? But I ain't going to no life without him. A million times every second. People, fruit flies, wolves, bats, ravens, rats in a dollhouse, dogs gone wild, girls gone mental, and a boy lost in time. Maybe this time